Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA graduate in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 9, 1823, The Barbadian, a local newspaper, published an article which discussed a new method of torture that would eventually be unleashed primarily on the enslaved population of Barbados. The article referenced a column in the Trinidad Gazette of May 10th of that year, which concerned the erection of a treadmill in that colony. The author concurred with a submission by a correspondent to the Barbadian, which implied that the treadmill should also be erected in Barbados for the correction of offenders. Warren Allen explained that the treadmill was, quote, a mechanical contraption once employed as a punishment in prisons, consisting of a horizontally placed revolving cylinder fitted with steps, which prisoners were obliged to tread endlessly while supporting themselves by clinging to an overhead bar. It was first introduced in 1819 in the English penal system, end quote. In addition to treading for extended hours, when the person became too weary to move their feet, the steps would deliver a punishing blow to their legs, forcing them to continue or receive substantial injuries. The treadmill was operational between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., except for an alteration of hours on Sundays and the most sacred religious holidays, with both men and women being subjected to this brutal form of torture. The author of the piece in the Barbadian quarreled that the opinions of the press were not readily accepted by the authorities. He posited, quote, for the last 25 or 30 years, writers in the public papers have recommended the examples of neighboring colonies, end quote. According to the piece, the press had also recommended to the authorities that they, quote, employ those slaves who, for crimes or desertion, are frequently locked up in the jail or cage in cleaning the streets, end quote. The article went on to explain, it was better for the enslaved who had committed crimes to be utilized to daily clean the streets and enjoy improved health through air and exercise while doing so, rather than to languish in laziness in the cage. Warren Allen confirmed that the treadmill was eventually erected in the Town Hall of Barbados in 1830, as reported in a local publication on May 14, 1830. Use of the treadmill in Barbados was discontinued by July 1837, and in January 1839, prison authorities were granted permission to finally dismantle it, followed by its auction in May 1841. But on this day, July 9, 1823, the Barbadian published an article which referenced the erection of a treadmill in Trinidad the month before, and agreed with a correspondent to the publication that a treadmill would also be useful for the correction of offenders in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.